Nedarim Perek Zayin Mishnah Tes. Sha'at Nenes Li Ara Pesach. Here he's asering her to have anah from himself. So here he tells his wife that he's making a neder that she can have anah from him ad ha-pesach. Im telchi leves avich ad ha-chag. He's saying to her that she can't have anah from him until Pesach if she goes to her father's house until Sukkot. In other words, there's a certain time that she's usher, stipulated on when he does not want her to go to her father's house. He's saying he doesn't want you to go to her father's house all the way till Sukkot, and if she does so, she can't have any anah for a small period of time from now till Pesach. Holcha lefnei ha-Pesach. So if she goes right away to her father's house before Pesach, asur b'hanaso ad ha-Pesach. Now that she fulfilled that condition by going to her father's house, so now the time that's usher goes into play, and that time is up until Pesach, just like he said. So she's usher to have any benefit from him now up until Pesach. Acher ha-Pesach, and if she went to her father's house after Pesach, remember, he said that she shouldn't go to her father's house up until Sukkot. So if she still went before Sukkot, it just happened to be after Pesach, b'lo yachel dvaro. Then she's over the iser of lo yachel dvaro, if she had any benefit from him before Pesach. Because let's say she benefited from him, and then she decided before Sukkot to go to her father's house. So now, once she went to her father's house, she was not retroactively allowed to have any benefit from him from the time that he said those words until Pesach, and she happened to have done so in the past, and now she's over that nether. The next case, Sha'at Nenes Li Arechag, Im Telchi Leves Avich Arapasach. If he makes a nether in this case, that she can't have any hanah from him all the way till Sukkot, Im Telchi Leves Avich Arapasach, if she goes to her father's house until Pesach. In other words, the time of the stipulation is a shorter period of time where she can't go to her father's house, that's until Pesach, but the time that she would be usher for something is longer. V'holcha lefnei ha-Pesach, so if she happens to go in this shorter time, which is only now till Pesach, but she goes during that time to her father's house, asur b'hanaso ad ha-chag. She's asur now to have hanah all the way until Sukkot. She can't have any hanah from him. That was his nether. Umuteres leilech achar ha-Pesach. But obviously, since he only stipulated that the nether only takes effect if she goes to her father's house from now until Pesach, if she goes to her father's house any time after Pesach, that nether never came into effect, and therefore she'd be allowed to have any hanah from him afterwards as well.